USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She's a yes. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on Monday when the nomination comes to the Senate floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should be taking up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement comes as the Senate is holding a rare weekend of debates. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
It's no surprise that the American Bar Association, which the minority leader has called the gold standard, gave her their highest rating. The chair of the Standing Committee on the Judiciary said in interviews with individuals in the legal profession and community who know Judge Barrett, not one person uttered a negative word about her character.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Most of the San Francisco Bay Area could be in the dark come Sunday. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains why.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The nation's largest utility announced the move yesterday. They said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. The forecasts are calling for a return of bone-dry, gusty weather that carries the threat of downing power lines or other equipment that have been blamed for igniting massive and deadly blazes in recent years, particularly in central and northern California.
Meanwhile, wildfires in Colorado have turned deadly as two people are confirmed dead in the East Troublesome Fire burning in northern Colorado. That blaze has burned more than 188,000 acres, becoming the second biggest fire in state's history. The largest, the Cameron Peak Fire, has torched nearly 207,000 acres and is burning just miles away. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If the words, the ice cream machine is broken, break your heart, you're not alone.
If you're craving a McFlurry and the ice cream machine at your local McDonald's is broken, a 24-year-old software engineer will help you save your time and gas by using his app. Rashik Zahid launched McBroken. It displays a map of every McDonald's location in the U.S. with working ice cream machines getting a green dot, locations without one, a red dot. And a column on the right compiles statistics. Currently, over 7% of Mickey D's ice cream machines in the U.S. are broken, according to McBroken. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Lior.
A sample taken from an asteroid 200 million miles away by a NASA probe is floating away particle by particle. NASA says the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft descended to the surface of the asteroid Bennu this week, reached out and took a sample of the rock. However, the craft took more of the asteroid than expected, and now the sample container is jammed open with the sample slowly escaping. NASA engineers are rushing to get the canister back on the return capsule as quickly as possible for the long journey back to Earth. Scientists hope that their sample will shed some light on how the planets in our solar system were formed and even how life began on Earth. The Japanese Space Agency is also awaiting the arrival of a sample it took from a different asteroid that's expected to return in December. The OSIRIS-REx vehicle will leave Bennu in March, and what remains of that sample won't return home until 2023. For USA Radio News,